USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an update to the tensions going on between Russia and Ukraine, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States military is ready if Vladimir Putin decides to invade the Ukraine.
Our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go. We continue to see him advance his readiness and improve his capabilities and provide himself more options should he decide to take military action in Ukraine.
The Russian buildup continues with over 130,000 troops stationed at the three borders to Ukraine. A candidate for Louisville's Metro Council, Quintenez Brown, now stands charged with attempted murder, accused of opening fire on mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg at his campaign headquarters. Greenberg told reporters he was shaken but safe after the attack. Police apprehended the suspect near the campaign headquarters shortly after the attempted shooting. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George, a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get your factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. The White House announced a new task force to promote the construction use of materials with lower life cycle emissions as it works to speed U.S. government purchases of greener products. The move comes after President Joe Biden said that the government, which buys goods and services worth more than $650 billion each year, will cut emissions by 65% by 2030. This is USA Radio News.
Have you stopped taking your statin? Over half of people will stop taking a statin in the first year due to muscle pain. Marley Drug offers the next generation statin, pitavastatin, which is different from most statins and has low rates of muscle pain. With a prescription, you can get pitavastatin for $1 a day. No insurance needed. Stop putting up with statin pain and call Marley Drug at 800-460-2510. That's 800-460-2510 or go to marleydrug.com.
Not available in Vermont or Alabama.
As mask mandates continue to be dropped around the country, former U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams has some ideas on staying healthy. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pratt.
With new COVID-19 infections dropping fast, many states are going away from the mask and vaccine mandates. Now, former Surgeon General Jerome Adams told Newsmax that his focus is now on helping people make smart decisions to keep themselves safe.
We know that's the direction America is going into. And so what I've been focused on is helping people understand how they can make smart decisions. MTV. Masking if you choose to mask, whether or not there's a mandate or not, testing, prompt treatment, and then vaccinations. Get your vaccine, get your booster.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis in refrigerated truck trailers. The U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.